Brendan O'Connor on RTE Radio 1.
So now that the shops are opening next week, you can look forward to hearing that everywhere you go. So what is the benefit of having Chris Rea or Mariah Carey or whoever sing in the background as you go about your Christmas business? I'm going to talk to somebody now who knows all about how and why outlets choose the background music that they do. So Rose McCarry is the marketing manager for Mood Media Ireland. Good afternoon, Rose.
Hi, Brendan. How are you?
So tell me first about Mood Media. Are you guys essentially in charge of all the elevator music and shop music in the world?
Yeah, we do a lot of in-store background music. So we do a lot of it.
So where would I hear your work in Ireland, for example?
A lot of the grocery chains and the DIY chains and pharmacies. Pretty much any store that has a professional music system playing in the background, and that, you know, we can put ads through as well. So that's what we kind of do.
Okay, and so do different people then have different needs, presumably? Yes, like some places, I feel you just hear that kind of what used to be called Muzak, which is that inoffensive kind of noise in the background that's kind of meandering instrumental music, and then other places it's more songs and chart music and stuff.
Yeah, the music will very much depend on what the business is trying to achieve. So you're going to have things affecting the music choice in the store. We would very much look at things like the audience, the customer base. Who are your customers? Is it a young base? Is it a more elderly base? Then we would look at trading patterns. So when are your quiet times, your busy times? And we would develop the music, a music schedule based around that. So, for the likes of a supermarket or something like that, you want, kind of the pop music, which is very general for everybody, that everybody likes. But you want a beat per minute, which is quite low, so that you're not kind of rushing people through the supermarket, so that they have time to browse and that they can kind of relax and enjoy the experience of the store as well.
Okay, so would faster music would speed us up going through the supermarket, would it?
Yeah. So you're going to use faster music in different settings. So in a situation where you want people to move along quickly, maybe like in a cafe or something when it's very, very busy and you need people to be in and out quickly, you're going to speed up the beats per minute. But in a situation where you want people to slow down, you're going to decrease that.
Okay, so you can tell then if the music is fast in somewhere, they want you out, and if the music is slow, they want you to hang around.
Yeah.
How else does the music manipulate people in these situations?
Well, it's less about manipulation and it's more about like creating that experience in store.
Okay, I'll call that manipulation. You can call it creating the experience in store. Go on.
Yes.
So what are the other tricks? Go on, tell us. Are you there? Oh my God. I offended her. She's put down the phone.
No,
you're there. Okay. Sorry.
I just dropped the line for a second. So your time perception can be affected by the music that's in store. The way that our brains work is the more things that are happening, we perceive that as more time has passed. So if you decrease the amount of things that are going on in the music, so you don't have too many instrumentals, too much complexity in the music.
Okay.
You perceive that as the time has, not as much time has gone by. So you decrease the amount of time that you actually feel you've spent somewhere.
And then is there tricks for getting people to more in a buying kind of mood?
It's just about making sure that music fits the business. So if you have music that is jarring, that doesn't fit in with your business and your brand, that's going to be very jarring to the ear. So, you know, you're not going to want to spend time there. So it's about picking the right type of music.
And tell me about Christmas music then, because I suppose my own perception of it would be that it's the same stuff on a loop all the time. And is that deliberate?
Christmas music, there's not that much Christmas music out there. If you look
is
at
that the problem?
You know, like
I would have thought there was way too much of it.
No, but like you, artists don't release Christmas music on a regular basis. So, and there's also the traditional aspect of Christmas. So we like to hear the same tracks that we hear year in. It tells us, okay, Christmas is here. It gives us that warm and fuzzy feeling that this is Christmas now. You know, when I hear Mariah Carey, I'm like, oh, this is definitely Christmas now, you know?
Yeah.
But the main thing is not to bombard people with Christmas music from too early on. So you want to phase it in over time. So maybe from the middle of November, you might want to have, you know, 10% Christmas tracks over your normal playlist and gradually increase that up to maybe 100% on Christmas.
It sounds like you're tightening a voice on people there. And then we gradually apply more and more pressure via the Mariah Carey. And does Christmas music make people spendy?
I don't know that Christmas music does in particular over any other type of music. But, I mean, Christmas is, you know, we hear it in the news this week. It is when people do spend more time shopping and that. So I don't know if they're related.
Of course they are. You're not playing Christmas music for the good of your health. When you say,
yeah.
You said about DIY chains there, gets different music from a supermarket chain. So what music would I be looking out for in Woody's, say, now, if I was there?
A DIY chain would have very similar music to a supermarket because the dwell time there would be quite long. You know, you would be spending maybe 30 minutes there as opposed to, you know, something like a convenience store where, you know, your dwell time of the average customer might be 5-10 minutes.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay, well, listen, Rose, we'll be thinking of you and your tricks, which I don't think you told me half of them there anyway, but we'll be thinking about that as we keep our ears open in a different way now when we're shopping over the next few weeks. Rose McCarry of Mood Media, thank you very much.
Thank you.